أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم السبيل يسره. This ayat also we read previously towards the end of the last lesson. And in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned that we have made easy the way for everything, for everyone and everything, which line they are going to take, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for them. And following up with yesterday's discussion, that how Allah Ta'ala has given the easiest and the most perfect and natural way of burial to Muslims also, in the same way, the one very important aspect which has been in our times now, and that is the Qurbani, that also the way of slaughtering, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the most easiest, the most natural and the best way of slaughtering as well. We accept it, alhamdulillah, it is from Allah Ta'ala, and all along, all our predecessors, we ourselves were carrying on. But Allah has brought the day, as Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْعَافَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, that we will show them our clear signs in the skies, the heavens, and in themselves also. And they themselves will witness and evidence and give evidence that this Islamic way is the best way. So consequently, there was an article that had come from the University of Bonn in Germany, that they experimented that way, which is the easiest and best way and humane way of slaughtering animals. And they themselves came up with the conclusion that it was the Islamic way. And when Allah gave us the opportunity to be there and we mentioned it, they told us, in fact, we know it better because it was discovered here, right in Germany. And they explained that the way of how they experimented, they had put electrodes on the brains of the animals to measure the pain the animal goes through when slaughtering. So when they measured that, they found that in the Islamic way, there is hardly any pain to the animal, contrary to what we perceive. And that is why I wish to mention this, that especially many of our young children, they feel that this is a very inhumane way, slaughtering an animal like that, all the blood coming out, the animal suffering, kicking its legs, etc. But it is completely contrary to that. So they explain that when they put this electrodes and they slaughtered, they found minimal pain, hardly any pain the animal goes through in the slaughtering system as we have it. And the details they explained was that there are four things that we have to cut when we are slaughtering: the windpipe, the food pipe, and the two veins carrying the blood, that has to be cut. Even if we cut three, then according to Sharia, that animal is also halal. But we should try and cut all four. And also, according to Sharia, to cut the whole neck off is not permissible when slaughtering. Of course, this will not happen with a goat or with a cow, but with a fowl, it can easily happen. If a person has got a heavy hand and is not concerned, it happens many times that the whole head gets cut off. And there are valid reasons for that, why this should not be done. So they explain that the nerve carrying pain is the first nerve that gets cut. As soon as the knife is put, that nerve that carries pain to the pain feelings to the brain, that is cut. So then finished, there is no pain left that the animal feels. And then by cutting the windpipe, the food pipe, and the blood carrying, that brings death to the animal, and all the blood starts coming out then at the throat. And when that happens, then the animal with the least blood in it, in its meat, and with no blood in it, least blood is the most healthiest of meat to eat and is the most tastiest meat to eat. And when the blood gets left in, that is the most unhealthy and it is not tasty at all as well. That blood, that feels completely different. So when this gets done, then the nerves that carry the messages to the brain, this nerve which was right on the throat, that gets cut immediately. But the other nerves which run at the back of a person on the neck, all the nerves run there. Therefore, the whole neck should not be cut off, the whole throat neck should not be cut off. So those nerves are still alive. And they're giving messages to the blood. The brain is giving message, I need blood to survive. The brain, every part of the body needs blood. So the heart pumps further. And all that blood which is in the heart, which is the main reservoir for the blood, then all blood gets finished. Then messages go further to the legs of the animal, to the wings of the fowl, that I need blood. And that is when they kick their legs and that. And we think they are suffering pain, but they are fulfilling their duty of sending blood up. So more and more blood goes out, and if you leave the animal until no signs of life are left, then the last drops of blood come out from that animal. And then that animal is the most healthiest and the most tastiest to eat. After that, you skin the animal, you have it, etc. On the other hand, they found that the most pain an animal suffers is when it is stunned. Whichever way of stunning, whether it is shot, now that animal is brain dead. And when it is brain dead, those nerves don't work anything. And almost all the blood is left in the animal. Now when you slaughter it after its brain death, very little blood comes out. And that is the most unhealthiest meat to eat, and that is the most, the taste also is not at all nice. And then after that, they demand that you must slaughter. Now to the eye, yeah, again, that is the basics of Iman. We don't believe our eyes, we believe what Allah has said. Our eyes see that you stun an animal, now the animal doesn't suffer. Now you just slaughter it and it is all in order. But the most pain it suffers, and we can easily understand that when a person did not get sleep for a long time because of travels, for example, and is dead tired, his brain is just not working, then we understand how that person feels. That is a little bit a iota of the pain the animal feels when it is stunned. When it is brain death and it is stunned. So that is the most pain the animal suffers in that condition, and the most unhealthiest and the most untasty meat is given from there. So in every matter, if we can understand that Allah has prescribed for us the best and the most healthiest way and the most superior way, and the short name of all that is Islam. Is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can accept it without the experiments, we don't need the experiments or anything. But that it is the word of Allah and the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our full iman is on that. That is sufficient for us, and it will give us the most best way of living. May Allah give us this understanding, and may Allah give us tawfiq to explain it to our family members. Especially our youngsters who are being bombarded with all types of propaganda against Islam, and they think that this is a very inhumane thing, that we just go on slaughtering, etc., the animals. No, it is a perfect way. And then of course the dini aspect, the religious aspect, is a complete different one again. And historically, Jews, Christians are all followers, they claim, of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the slaughtering of Qurbani is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us proper understanding, iman and yaqeen, and make shukr that Allah has blessed us with the best deen and the best of ways in everything.